Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I wish it was a pleasure. Thank you. James Bowers is here. Jamie is the communications director for the American Security Institute. He manages campaigns on big tech censorship, for example. That's one of the things that he does. And also, we're going to talk about a few other things. And he's been with us before, and here he is now. Jamie Bowers, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you back. So, Jamie, it's getting... I started to say interesting, but it's too perverse to use that word. It's really getting troubling. Every day, it's increasingly troubling. And now the cancel / woke culture is getting to the point where it's becoming increasingly infringing on sanity. And never mind liberty. And this thing going on right now with corporate America and politics is beyond interesting. It's not getting stupid, isn't it?
It's really getting over the top. You're exactly right. The decisions by Delta, by Major League Baseball.
My favorite airline now. My favorite airline, yeah. just their stock went way down. Their CEO, who I've admired in the past, go ahead now.
Yeah, they are going out of their way to respond to things that have little to nothing to do with their business. And they are risking alienating 50% of their customer base. And I don't understand the risk-reward calculation that's going on in their minds, because I think most of the time when Delta does something, when Delta decides to move a seat back 1 inch they decide to put a different soda on, whatever it is, they're going to have focus groups, they're going to have polling, they're going to survey their customers, and all of a sudden they do moves like this, which were made.
Tell them what they did. Tell them what Delta did and others too, but tell them what this is in response to.
Sure. This is in response to the Georgia voting law, and whether you're for it or against it, I don't think that your airline is who you're looking to comment on it.
Right.
And these companies have all come out and said that this is the worst thing possible, and that they really condemn the Georgia legislature for passing these laws. And the debate
thing was Major League Baseball, which I've been at cross purposes with since the '95 strike. By the way, I mean not that I hold a grudge or anything, Jamie, but noted.
Yeah, Jim,
right. Only more than a quarter century now. But when they decide to move the All-Star game, which I haven't watched in 25 years, when they decide to move the All-Star game from Atlanta to Denver because of the Georgia law, then Delta decided to weigh in on and to attach themselves to that mess.
Yeah, and you know the irony there is the opposition to the Georgia law is a concern that it disenfranchises African American voters and other minority voters in the state. However, the move from Atlanta to Denver definitely hurt small business owners who were minority.
That's exactly
owners.
Right. Yeah.
In Atlanta, the population, African American population, is 51%. In Denver, I believe it's around 10%.
Mm-hmm.
So, in order to protect a population that might be affected by the voter law, they definitely punished the same population by taking away over $100 million in estimated business.
But even though the voter law, the new voter law in Georgia is actually in some ways softer than other states that like Colorado. Colorado has some elements in it that are very similar to the Georgia law. There's nothing wrong with the Georgia law. But here's the thing: it's Georgia's right to do this.
Exactly. It's part of what the representative democracy is all about.
Right.
If people don't like the Georgia law, they should vote in new representatives
right.
At the state level.
But the main thing is when corporate America weighs in and attaches themselves to this kind of a political fight, nothing good will come from it. And I, for one, are looking more askance at Delta Airlines than I used to. Used to be my favorite airline. 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.